knows what he, as he preached the kingdom realm, and healing, and then he did what the kingdom realm sent him to do. Now watch this. Healing what? Healing every kind of sickness and disease among the people. Not some of them, but you. But we live in this world. We have, and I do, and I know you do too. I thank God for doctors. I thank God for hospitals. I thank God. But they operate from their natural thinking. And we have allowed that natural thinking to have more control over our believing and acting than we do than our faith in God. There are some things, natural things you can do, but it has a limit to what it can do. But in the realm of the spirit, there are no limits. Do y'all hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, give me the next verse. His fame did what? Spread it everywhere. You know what, Christian Fellowship? This year we want to, I know we have some fame out there, we got a little, but we want to get further than just to the courthouse uptown.
Amen.
Why? Because you'll see after a while, let me make this statement. Because we are who he is. We are the body of Christ, and we should not even have a drawback. But because the other thing have in the end, it makes us drawback because they say, you know, well, that we heard from the natural realm, ain't no cure for that. That boy will never be right. They'll never get out of that. And we accept that. But God said, I have delivered you from everything. We've been delivered from spiritual death. Death. I'll never die. Now, this body will. This body, your body's like the clothes you got on. You can pull them off. You don't take a bath in clothes, do you? I hope you don't. You pull them off. Well, when you get finished with this body, have you ever worn out any clothes that you had and you just kept wearing them, you wore them out? You finally did what? Pull them off and did what? Throw them to the side or chunk them in, put them in a garbage bag or did something with them. You got rid of them but you kept your body. Well, this body is the house we live in. And as long as I'm in this house, God want me to keep it well and keep it up and keep it functioning. He have provided everything I need to make this body function, all the organs and everything in it. He have given me his power, his blood, his name, and we got a covenant with him that this is guaranteed to work, and we just have to learn how to work it. Why do you wash your clothes? Y'all ain't talking to me for nothing.
Come on, preacher.
I said, why do you wash your clothes? Because if you keep on wearing them, they stink, don't they?
Yes, sir.
That's why you wash your body with the word and the blood. Because if you don't, it's going to wind up stinking with sin. You're walking around sin every day, don't you? Yes. Y'all got to talk to me a little bit, just a little bit better. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when we know how to keep ourselves covered with the blood, my spirit is covered. As long as I do what God says, sin can't touch this inner man. I am divinely connected to God. There's nothing between God and me. There's nothing between God and you. And that's why you want your spirit strong, because if you don't keep your spirit strong and you don't feed it the word of God, your mind going to rise up and your flesh, you don't want that stuff in charge.
Amen.
You just want to keep it functioning, doing what you tell it to do. Because you let that flesh loose, it'll do anything. Have you in so much trouble and pain and all kind of stuff, you can't believe. So how did I get in some mess like this? Letting your flesh have its way. Working, you and your flesh and the devil running together, trying to have a good time. And you couldn't lightly call that a good time. No. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So he said, his fame spread it everywhere. This is what we want to do. See, I don't want to just walk, get healed. That's what some people seem to want, but I want to put a fire in you. I want a fire in us like we never had before. Hallelujah. And let everybody know, because wherever you turn, you hear so much stuff against what God has said in his word. You'll think, did they read the word? what were they reading? Were they reading Superman when they read it, or what? So it said, his fame spread it everywhere. Many people who were in pain. Who? Okay, watch this now. Many people who were what? In pain and what?
Suffering
with every kind of illness was brought to Jesus for their what? Healing. Paralysis. What else? And those that were tormented with demonic powers were all set free. Do you see it now? But you hear people tell you, well, you get that, you can't get, you just, it's over with. You'll never be healed. People epileptic, and that were paralyzed, that paralysis, and those tormented by demonic powers, that's demon powers. See, let me take just a little side journey here. You probably never thought about it in this way. And I got it in the scripture in my notes here, but I'm pretty sure I won't get there. But let me make mention of it. The Mark Gospel, and I'm skipping, we'll read it later on. Mark Gospel chapter 7 said, this woman came to Jesus. She had a daughter. And she had an unclean spirit. Did you hear what it said? What did it say? And she was tormented by an unclean spirit. You remember the guy, the young man that was in the ninth chapter of the Gospel of Mark? Father came to Jesus, first he came to his disciple, because Jesus and Peter, James, and John, I believe, they went up into the mountain of transfiguration. Y'all remember that? And while they was up there, they came to Jesus, Jesus' disciple, for this man's son had a evil spirit. And he began to explain to Jesus, sometime this thing will try to throw him in the water to drown him, and then try to throw him in the fire to burn him. I'm going to do it like this. When the presence of the Lord come on you, does it make you sick? What does it do? You start doing what? I mean, you get real strong, you're going to do something. You're going to lift your hands, you're going to say something. And somebody will holler, I feel good. Have you had the presence of the Lord come on you? You may have been in your home, you may have been here in the church, and you were feeling like pretty much like 7 miles of bad highway. And all of a sudden, the presence of the Lord come on you. What happened? What? Come on, talk to me now. What happened? Ooh, everything changed, didn't it?
Yes, sir.